Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Margaret Marshall of Backyard Labrish, and I'm your host for this evening. And this evening, I have the pleasure of speaking about something that I am very passionate about, and I know that all of my fellow Jamaicans and friends of Jamaica are just as passionate about the future as we should be of our countries, whether we were born there or where we live, because the children of today are our future for tomorrow. They're going to be the leaders. And I have the pleasure this evening of talking to a very important gentleman who, along with his organization, is doing a lot to help the forgotten children of Jamaica, the ones that are in dire need of love and attention, to make sure that they get a very good education to help preserve the future of our nation. And I just wanted to tell you, my listeners, a little bit about what we're all about at Backyard Labrish. I'm sure my Jamaican buddies know what a labrish is, but for the friends of Jamaica that might not know what labrish is, in Jamaica, that's when we get together and talk about what's happening or what's precious to us. As we'd say to one another, give me the labrish, or let me give you the labrish. So this evening, I have the pleasure of having a talk with Mr. Carl Chambers, who is the president of the Integrity Children's Fund. And this is a fund that was established to help the people I'm talking about, and I see that our guest is, I think, they're on the air with me, and I just want to welcome him, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about himself. Are you there? Hello? Do I have a caller?
Yes, hi, this is Donna Robinson.
Oh, hi, Donna. There you are.
Yeah.
Well, let me introduce you to our callers.
Okay.
Donna is my co-host, and Donna happens to be a friend of Jamaica because we are both involved in Backyard Labrish, which we plan to go live online on the 15th. We're going to be having our grand opening and inviting Jamaicans, friends of Jamaica, and just people who want to know about our the Jamaican culture to come by and join us in the labrish. And Donna, do you want to introduce Mr. Chambers, or am I supposed to do it?
Actually, it'd be more convenient for me if you do it at this time. I'm actually out of range, but and I'm afraid.
Okay, great. Well, okay, I'll do it for you, Donna. When we labrish, we're very relaxed. We're you know, just chatting. So for my listeners that understand that, I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. But let me tell you a little bit about Mr. Chambers. He was born in Jamaica, and he grew up in the sea resort town of Montego Bay. And I'm sure perhaps some of our listeners have had the pleasure of visiting our beautiful island, and as you know, Montego Bay is on the north coast, and it really is a beautiful place to visit. So he started his education there, and then he went into Kingston, which is the capital of Jamaica, and that's where he went to high school. So if there are any listeners from Excelsior High, you perhaps know who Mr. Chambers is. Now, after graduating from Excelsior, he enlisted in the Jamaica Defense Force and went on to complete his officer's training with the British Royal Marine Commandos in England. He later graduated from the prestigious Royal Military Academy, Sandhurst, in 1988. And he also has a College of Science degree from the Institute, Canefield Institute of Technology in England. And he has a bachelor's degree in electronical systems and software engineering. Oh, he is well accomplished. He also has a master's degree of science in management information systems from the University of the West Indies. So to have someone as accomplished like that, really, take on the passion of helping disadvantaged children in our country is really, really a pleasure. And having served in the Jamaica Defense Force for over 20 years, he retired as a major. And he is now residing here in Atlanta. For the listeners who don't know it, I am a resident of Atlanta, Georgia, and so is my co-host on the other line, who is, are you a native Georgian, by the way?
Pretty much. I actually was raised here in Georgia.
Oh, you were?
Yes.
Oh. Well, you know, we foreigners think that you are a disappearing breed. You hardly find someone now that is born and raised in Georgia. Everybody seemed to be from another part of the country or even another country, period. So you are quite precious.
Oh.
And I know you're just as passionate about education as I am and as Mr. Chambers is. I see he has not joined us yet. But let me just tell you a little bit more about what the Integrity Children's Fund is about, because they have a big event that's coming up on the 20th, which will be a 10K run. You know, I'm never quite clear on what a 10K or a 5K run is. Donna, are you familiar with what it is, really, since I'm not an athletic person?
Well, I think it's in kilometers versus miles. For instance, my daughter participated in a 5K, which they indicated was about 3 miles.
Oh. So it's kilometers. You know,
yeah.
You wonder why it would be kilometers here, because I think they use that in the other countries, in Europe. And I know they do that in Canada, too. But when you see the K is for kilometers. That's how much I know. Because I'm thinking 10 miles. Wow, that's big. But anyway, let me tell you a little bit about this fair that's coming up on the 20th. And actually, it's a fundraiser for the Integrity Children's Fund. And before that, let me just tell you that to date, that particular organization has provided over $150,000 in support for its operation of two schools in the Kingston inner city community. And for the listeners out there that know how our island is, you know that Trench Town is one of the more, you know, poorer areas. So we also know that that's where the help is needed most, because if you don't educate the children, you know, in those areas, you know, they most times they turn to a life of crime. And we already have a high crime rate in Kingston especially. So doing something at an early stage for the children in that area is very, very commendable. So, you know, it's very needed. Wouldn't you agree, Donna?
Oh, yes, yes. You know, one of the things that I've just come to find just being a friend of Jamaica is that Jamaicans take education very seriously, and it's really made me have, you know, it's been an eye-opener for me as to just how seriously it's taken, and then to turn around and have the passion to give back to those that are disadvantaged by those that have already moved forward and achieved is commendable within itself, and definitely agree with you on that whole idea and concept of education being so important for children to give them a vision for their future. If the education is lacking, then you know that ultimately that child's going to drop out and that child is going to become not a gift to society but a menace to society. And so with this, what they're, the projects that they're doing, I think that it's phenomenal that they've adopted schools in there and they're helping these children to achieve something to, you know, make sure that they become good citizens of Jamaica.
Well, let me just tell you a little bit about the schools that they've actually adopted. One is called Joy Town Learning Center, and it's a basic school making inroads in early childhood education in a community where not many such schools exist. And they have another project, which is called Operation Restoration Christian School, and this is a remedial school that they're attempting with excellent results so far. The education rehabilitation of teenage students. Hundreds of troubled teenagers have learned to read and write at this particular school. Now, they're in the process of helping three different schools. You know, they're zeroing in on where the problems are. And I think our guest has joined us now, so I'd like to welcome him. Let me just open up the mic here. Hello, good evening, good evening.
Good evening.
And who do I have with me?
This is Carl Chambers, and I'm very pleased to be a part of your program this evening. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you for being here. We were just talking about all the great work that your organization has done and continues to do. And we thank you for being on Backyard Labrish with us. So, Donna,
thank you so much. Thank you so much for the opportunity. We really appreciate the opportunity to share with the world at large some of the issues that face our children in Jamaica. And certainly, you know, the issues are great, and we welcome the opportunity to share this.
Yes, 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 and we're honored that you are here with us to share. And we at Backyard Labrish plan to really be involved with anything and everything that we can help with in regard to education, because you know our motto is to preserve, educate, and enlighten. And you know we, the older Jamaicans, because you know I build myself as a passionate Jamaican senior. And I want to really ignite the passion of people my age, even though we're not living there, and perhaps we don't plan to go back there to live. I've been in the United States almost 50 years, but I still have a passion for my country, and I still have a love for my roots. And therefore, you know, I'm really encouraged when there are people, an organization like yours, that are giving back and are helping to make that country a better place. Because when we help anybody, anywhere, in any part of the world, to be a better person, we're leaving a legacy for the next generation and helping the world at large. You know, we can only do, each individual one of us can only do so much, but together, collectively, if we're all doing something, then we are going to make a difference. So
I'd
like for you to tell me something about your passion.
And thank you so much. And, you know, that word, it's interesting that you should have used the word passion, because the Integrity Children's Fund is really an organization of passion. The organization was started 6 years ago when we heard of the story of Lorna Stanley. You know, Lorna Stanley is a Jamaican, very, very, very dedicated woman who lived in the United States for over 30 years before moving back to Jamaica in the late 90s. She wanted to make a difference to the children, to Jamaica, and she didn't know what she was going to be doing when she went back, and she ended up starting two schools in Trenchtown because she saw the needs of the children. And, you know, Lorna Stanley, and because of the story of Lorna Stanley, Integrity Children's Fund was started. You know, I was with Lorna Stanley 2 weeks ago, and she mentioned to me what really made a difference for her was one day she was standing outside of a business location on Maxfield Avenue, and a teenager came up to her and asked her if she could give her her shoe because she did not have a pair of shoe to go to school. And Lorna looked at the child's feet and saw where the shoe was in fact a cardboard shoe that she had made for herself. And the little girl, teenager, complained that whenever it got wet, then the shoe disappeared. And Lorna literally took off the shoe that she was wearing and gave it to the little girl. Oh. And that for her was really the calling on her life to go and help the children in Jamaica. So she moved into Trenchtown and started a school to rehabilitate teenagers who are illiterate.
So let me ask you something. She literally moved? She's living there?
She lives in Kingston, and at one stage she lived in Trenchtown.
Wow.
The community center was given to her for use, and she converted it into a school. The community center is opposite to the police station in Trenchtown. And she, at one point in time, she literally lived in her office in the school.
Wow.
And so for about 10, possibly 12 years now, she has been working in Trenchtown and has rehabilitated the lives of many children. The children who attend her school are typically between ages 11 to 19, but they have one thing in common. They are illiterate.
Mm.
And it is sad. I've been there many occasions, and it really is disheartening to stand and listen to a 13-year-old boy try to read three-letter words and struggles, cannot pronounce three-letter words. But Lorna has been able to minister to the lives of these children by rehabilitating them, teaching them to read, to write, teaching them arithmetic, so much so that she then prepares them within a space of 2 years to do the grade 9 achievement test.
Mm-hmm.
And then they go on to regular high schools, and some of them will then, in fact, then do O-levels or CXC and graduate. So she has redeemed and changed lives in a significant way. Just this year, she had 7 of her students take the grade 9 achievement test and were successful and are now going to regular high schools throughout Kingston. So when we heard of Lorna's story in 2002, what we discovered was that Lorna Stanley was not funded. Her school is not a government-funded school, it's not a primary school, it's not a high school. The Ministry of Education recognizes the school, but doesn't fund the school. And she lives by faith,
mm-hmm.
and lives on the donation and just the goodwill of friends. And so we heard that story here in Atlanta and decided that we were going to help. And a group of Jamaicans here in Alpharetta decided that we would contribute to her on a monthly basis. And so we started, you know, pulling funds together, $500 a month, and we would send that down to her. But then we realized that we needed to raise more money. $500 a month was just not enough to meet her needs and her budget. So we did some research and discovered that to raise funds, you need to be a 501c3. To do that, we needed to be incorporated and so on. And so we went through all that legal process and incorporated the organization, formed a 501c3 for this purpose of educating what I call the forgotten children of Jamaica.
So let me ask you just one question now. Are you telling me that the grade 9 test that you're talking about, this is given to children that have been in school from kindergarten up to grade 9? And
no.
She's able to prepare these others in 2 years for that?
Right, right.
That is remarkable.
Yeah, and listen to this. I mean, these are children who, you know, 2 years ago could not read or write. So yes, it's
that is very remarkable, don't you think, Donna?
Yes. Now I just was wondering now about how many children can she take at one time?
The most she has had in our school is up to somewhere in the region of about 80 children.
What?
And what is interesting is that 90% of the children in her school are, and I allow you to guess, what sex do you think?
Boys, I guess. No.
Boys, exactly. Boys.
Boys, yeah.
The boys.
90%. Wow.
Yeah, and but listen to the social impact of all of this now. These are boys who become men, and if they're not if they don't get the opportunity to be educated, then they grow up into to become men. They are not educated, so they can't get a decent job. And therefore, they are exposed to significant risk in the community. They turn to violence, they turn to crime, and they turn to drugs because they have to survive.
Right.
And without an education, then you know it's the reality is that these are guys with very low life expectancy.
And they become fathers too.
They become fathers.
You know, yeah.
Right, and they reproduce themselves.
Right.
And so it's an endless cycle of human destruction.
Which can only get bigger if the problem is not addressed.
Which will only get bigger.
Mm-hmm.
And so our mission focuses on the term that I like to use are the forgotten children of Jamaica. Now, you ask the question, why are these teenagers unable to read and write?
Mm-hmm.
And it's interesting. These are the children that have fallen through the cracks. And that's why I call them the forgotten children. These are children who have either not gone to or completed primary school and therefore never had the opportunity to learn to read and write. And the reasons why they have not been to primary school or they have dropped out of primary school are also complex, but it centers around a couple of things. One is poverty. These are children who are probably living in a one-room dwelling with their grandmother and 6 or 7 other children. There is no money to even feed them for breakfast or lunch. There's no money to buy school uniforms or to buy shoes to wear to school. So because of poverty, there are children in Jamaica who will not go to school.
Oh, I see where Donna wants to ask a question. So, let me see. Donna, are you there?
I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yes.
Our
guest a question?
Yes, I was just wondering. Now, I know that you told me her story, but, you know, there's a lot of people out here that have already achieved what they need to achieve in life. What made you really move in this direction yourself personally?
Well, for me, my background is that I served for 20 years in the Jamaica Defense Force. I retired as a major. And upon retirement, I moved to Atlanta 10 years ago. I'm a born-again Christian, and I felt in coming to Atlanta to live that there was a purpose for my life being outside of Jamaica.
Mm.
And I felt that I would have my purpose, that I could do more being outside of Jamaica for Jamaica, not knowing what that was going to be. And shortly after coming here, I learned about Lana Stanley. I didn't know Lana in Jamaica. And I only heard of her when I got here. And so for me, my involvement in Integrity Children's Fund is really about the purpose of my life, to help Jamaica, and in particular, to help the forgotten children of Jamaica. So that is why this is my passion. This is about purpose. This is not just about finding something to do or just trying to give back. This is really about, you know, my purpose in life, to help the nation of Jamaica by helping, you know, one child at a time, one teenager who is illiterate. And can you imagine if we had, you know, when we compare ourselves with other Caribbean countries, for instance, you look at countries like Barbados and Trinidad, you know, literacy rate is almost 100%. Not so in Jamaica.
Why do you think there's such a disparity between the two countries?
That is a good question, and I don't promise to have all the answers, but some of it I think I understand. One is the issue of poverty, which I've already mentioned, that literally children and their parents are poor to the extent where they do not have money to send to their children to school.
There's more poverty there than in Barbados, is what you mean.
I believe there's more poverty in Jamaica than Barbados. I've been to Barbados, and I've seen the standard of living is much higher.
Trinidad. I have a question. I know here, you know, as I said, I left Jamaica almost 50 years ago, and I know here, if a parent has a child and the child don't go to school, there are some government agencies that will find out why the child is not in school. Has Jamaica ever instituted anything like that, or is anything like that going on there?
I'm not sure how effective that is. I know it. You know, each child is required to be registered in school. But whether the system provides the checks and balances to ensure that the enforcement is there, I doubt very much that is effective. I doubt it very much. But, you know, there was an article that was published just last week in the Jamaica Gleaner. And, you know, this article was written by Professor Jennings Craig from Department of Education at UWI, and she addressed the problems of children dropping out of primary schools in Jamaica. And interestingly, one of the things that she pointed out was that motherly parents don't place a priority on education, and in some instances, they'd rather spend money on clothing and fancy hairdos, and I'm quoting her, or designer clothes for themselves, rather than use it to send the children to school. Mm-hmm. Now, that was written by Professor Jennings Craig. Now, here's another sad reason why children do not go to school in Jamaica or drop out of primary schools. It's the lack of the presence of a father in their lives. Mm-hmm. A lot of our children in Jamaica grow up with a missing father. And, you know, the studies have shown all over the world the importance of a father in the life of a child. You know, a child whose father participates in even supervising homework for a child will see significant achievements in that child. Now, a lot of our men in Jamaica, our fathers, are either in prison, especially from very poor communities, or they're just simply absent. You know, they're just not present in the lives of those children.
So there's no role model, so to speak.
The role models are not there.
Now,
understand this. Now, we're not talking about all of Jamaica here.
As you said, the forgotten children would be in the areas of where the poor people live.
It's the area and the reality is that you're going to find these children in the very poor communities, and it's not just urban communities like an area like Trenchtown, for instance, which mm-hmm. have a very unfortunate name, but also in rural communities where you know the poverty is high, and there are absentee fathers as well. So, you know, so I want to make that quite clear, you know, that we're not talking about a general thing here. So to once again, you know, Integrity Children's Fund is focused on these forgotten children. And we support schools like Lorna Stanley's across Jamaica, not just in Kingston, but wherever we find people like Lorna who are working with the children but need funding.
Yes, that's very commendable.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
I don't know, but I would just think it's kind of that story that you were telling about Lorna Stanley and how the young girl wanted to go to school, but she had the cardboard shoes. I would think that, even a part of what you all are doing is trying to help provide certain things for them. And even as children nowadays here, if they don't have the right shoes or clothes, then they might be picked on. And so, that might be a discouraging, aspect of them attending school as well. Would you agree with me on that?
I agree fully. At the end of the day, children are children, and you're going to be ridiculed. You're going to be picked on, and certainly Jamaica is no exception. And if you go to school and you are barefooted or certainly not dressed appropriately, then kids are going to pick on you, and you know what, you're not going to subject yourself to that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, but then you miss a few years of school and then you're behind. And then you try to get back into school, and all of a sudden you can't read and write, and then they pick on you again.
Right.
So this is why Lorna's school, they all know that if you go to that school, they identify with each other. There's
right.
one thing in
that
common.
That makes sense. I just want to remind our listeners that you're listening to Backyard Labrish Talk Radio, and our guest this evening is with the Integrity Children's Fund. And would you like to tell us about the affair that's coming up on the, Mr. Carl Chambers is our guest, who's president of the organization, and they're having a fundraiser this month, and I'd like for him to share it with our listeners so that we can all get out, we here in Atlanta can possibly get out to support them or get on their website to support them. So why don't you tell us about that?
Okay. Our major fundraising activity is the walkathon. And we run walkathons across the United States. And eventually we'll be going across the world.
Wow.
We run walkathons in San Francisco, in West Palm Beach, in Fort Lauderdale, Atlanta. And so on the 20th of September, we're going to be doing our fifth walkathon here in Atlanta, which is a 10K. It's going to be in Alpharetta along the Greenway, which is a nature trail, and it's a beautiful nature trail. That's going to be on the 20th of September. We meet at 8 a.m. in the morning at the AMC Cinema parking lot, which is at the junction of Mansell and North Point Parkway. And then we will warm up, and then we will start walking at 9 a.m. and we'll be finished by 11. So that's our walkathon. And, people ask me, how do you raise funds in a walkathon? No, we don't go around with a pan begging money. What we do
like
is that
the fire people.
No, we don't do that. What happens is that each walker will register to walk. And then each person is asked to seek donations from their relatives, friends, colleagues. And that donation is made to the Integrity Children's Fund. And so you walk, but before you walk, you get the donations and the support, the financial support, which goes to the organization. But this time around, on the 20th, we're having an Olympic theme. We're gonna celebrate Jamaica's victories in the recent Olympics. So we're asking our walkers to come out in our Jamaican colors, and also we're gonna be having a dance competition prior to the walk. There's a new dance now that is the Bolt move. There's a dance was created based on Usain Bolt's victory in 100 meter. So we're going to be having some excitement and fun in that regard.
Wow,
at the
that sounds great.
I'd just like to say to everyone that they have a website. You have a website. It's integritychildrensfund.com, and that's integrity, I-N-T-E-G-R-I-T-Y, childrensfund.com. And I would encourage everyone to go to that website so that you can not only get more information about the fund itself, but also you can register online. And I see there that you also had information with regards to dressing in Jamaican colors, and you would have a best outfit and a dance, the Nalinger. I think that's how it's pronounced, Nalinger.
That's
and
right.
Gully Creeper. And so
what is it called?
That's right. Gully Creeper and Alinga. That's right.
Alinga.
Oh. Those are dance moves.
Wow.
And that for every person that registers, if they get, you know, $50 of raised money, one thing about it that you said at the beginning that I think that some people may not have caught is that it's 501C, which means that it's a tax write-off. And so you can give and write it off on your taxes, but at the same time, if you at least collect $50, you get a raffle ticket for a drawing for some of the wonderful prizes that they're going to have. And so, you know, hopefully that should be encouragement for a person. I mean, because, you know, when you really think about it, here you're trying to provide affordable school supplies and lunch fees and incidental school fees and other things that, you know, that are going to be needed. I mean, if they get, you know, 50 people to register, I mean, that's not really going to cover a whole lot. But it could make a difference for these children, and you could write it off on your taxes. So I would, again, encourage everyone to go to integritychildrensfund.com and register for the event. And one of the things that that's not on here, but when you click to register, it'll tell you it's very inexpensive. I saw that for children, it's only like $5, and for an adult, it was just $10. And we all could use a little extra walking, a little extra exercise anyway. So, you know, what a phenomenal event to, you know, get out and get some exercise and make a difference in someone else's life.
And to meet and greet, you know, all the people that are passionate about education, because as we like to say, Donna, our children are our future.
Yes, yes. And also, I just want to say that, you know, on here it even talks about the other locations, other following cities that the walkathons are in. I mean,
I want to ask a question on that. Carl, are they walking simultaneously? Are there events on the same day?
No, they're not.
Oh.
The walkathon in Jacksonville is going to be on the 4th of October.
All right.
You know, the walkathon in South Florida, Fort Lauderdale, is going to be next year. So no, these are not held on the same day. And in each of these cities, we have wonderful volunteers who organize these walkathons. You know, there's a walkathon captain in each city, and those walkathon captains have committee members who serve and plan these walkathons. I must add that the organization has a board, and we have a bunch of outstanding volunteers that plan our events. And you know, we touch many lives. One of the interesting observations that I've made over the years is that we're not only changing the lives of people in Jamaica, but we're changing lives of people in the United States who have become a part of organizations to help the children. And it's something that I did not calculate or estimate initially, but just what an impact, or the extent of the impact that we would have on our people here in the United States. You know, I've had people who have volunteered to serve, and just the act of serving and of giving back to Jamaica and to the children in Jamaica has transformed their own lives, giving them a sense of purpose and a deep sense of commitment. So in fact, we impact many, many lives,
right?
Which is interesting.
Well, I just want you to commend you and to mention, you know, that something really big can just be started by one person. Because you were the person who you heard the story or was touched by the story, and then you gathered your personal friends that you thought could help you. Am I correct?
Yes. But when we started, we had with six persons who, you know, I invited to my living room here in Alpharetta to just hear the story of Lana Stanley. And when we gathered together and we heard her story and what the needs were, I asked that group of six of us, I said, what should we do? And the response was, let's give. Hmm. And so that was the genesis of it.
Right.
So
there's that
the
point. It started
about.
With one person, who was you, who invited
right.
people. And same thing with all the people that are listening or, you know, get passionate about something. Sometimes everybody's waiting on somebody else to start something. But if you yourself, even in starting in your community, I'm talking up to my listeners now, you know, with just telling this story to some other people, you know, some other Jamaicans or friends of Jamaica. It just starts there, and we can spread it to more people who will contribute and more people who it may ignite some passion in them to become part of it in whatever city this wonderful organization exists. And of course, with the internet, it can be open to the world, any part of the world you're listening from, right?
Yeah. Well, you're right. And interestingly, that is the structure that we have and our growth model. We call it a hub and spoke. You know, it's like a bicycle wheel, the center is the hub, and that's the board. And then mm-hmm. outside of that is the wheel. And that wheel with those spokes connect to groups of people all across the world who are volunteering and working for integrity. And so, you know, we have a world vision of raising funds to support the children in Jamaica. And we're highly connected. We have a huge web presence. You know, we are on Facebook. We have a Facebook group, and which is open to anyone. Just type in Facebook Integrity Children's Fund and you'll go to our Facebook page. You can join that group. There are photographs there of our events, and you could go on our website as well, which is, you know, www.integritychildrensfund.com, and, you know, there's a lot of information there also. So the community is a worldwide community, and our goal is to become, you know, the charity of choice for Jamaicans internationally to help the children in Jamaica.
That is just wonderful, and I'm really, really inspired. And I'm sure that, you know, as I told you, this program is going to be archived, and, you know, people just that are interested in education can always listen to the details, and hopefully they'll be their heart, it will touch their hearts. And they will be inspired, you know, to get involved and to give as much as they can. And every little helps. Every little helps. I mean, whether
sure.
you can give $5 or $50 or $500,
yeah.
it's all appreciated.
That is so true. Now, I must also mention, I mean, we spoke about our walkathon, but our signature event each year has been a Christmas concert that we stage each year in Atlanta. It's the second Sunday in the month of December in Atlanta. And so this year it's going to be on the 14th of December. Now, this is a family concert, and we have been blessed to have our Vice President, Dr. Chris Parker, who is a medical doctor who missed his calling. He's actually a comedian. Very funny guy, you know, very talented. And over the years, he has produced these fabulous Christmas concerts, which are musicals, and he has gathered children of Jamaican parents in Atlanta and has formed a group called the Pickney Dem. And he has brought out talent in some of these children, in my own children, whenever I knew had any talent at all, certainly no acting talent. And each year we have this concert. It's a family event. It's clean. It's wholesome. And you know, it's at Christmas time, when fun, when people are in the spirit of giving. So that's going to happen, you know, in a few months' time, as I said, on the 14th of December. And you know, we'll publicize that somewhere as we get closer to the time.
Right, on the website.
One more thing I want to add about the walkathon is, You know, we have had all ages attending the walkathon. I've seen great grandmothers with their great grandchildren walking, because it's fun, it's outdoor, it's fitness. I've seen people jogging it. I've seen kids riding their bikes. So it's good, clean, outdoor fun, and healthy as well.
Oh, that is wonderful. And, you know, I know that we live in a beautiful city. The weather is going to be wonderful. And I think if people aren't even walking, they can be there to support the walkers. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes, yes. You know, come on out and, you know, share in the festivity with, you know, there's a saying, if you have reggae music, some Jamaicans and some food, then you're going to have fun.
Right,
right. And we're going to have that. We're going to give you a lot of food. We're going to have some fruits, a banana, some orange, and some water at the end of the walk. But certainly this time around, we're going to have some music and, of course, the dance competition. So for those of us who are gully creepers and Nalinga dancers, please come on out and show us your moves.
Are you going to have instructors to teach?
Sure, sure.
All
we will.
Right.
We will.
And let me just ask you, so where is the dance part of it going to be held?
I believe that's going to be held in, that's going to be in the parking lot, where our start point. We start in the parking lot, we walk 10 k's, and then we come back to the parking lot.
I
right.
got you. Uh-huh.
All that's going to happen in the parking lot. You know, and I suspect it's probably at the end, once we all get back, and, you know, having a good laugh, you know, then we'll show our moves.
Right, and the event starts at?
It starts at 9 a.m., but we want to get there at 8 a.m., which is, once again, the parking lot of the AMC Cinema at the intersection of Mansell Road and North Point Parkway. We start at 8 because we go outside for warm-up exercises. We get everybody registered. And then we start the walk, and within 2 hours we'll be done. And then you know, we go into some of the festivities. Now, some folks might say, you know, I can't walk 10 k's. Listen, it's not a problem. Nobody's you know walk as much as you can walk. You know, you might feel a little pain afterwards, but that's all right.
In other words,
it's gonna be good for your heart.
Can you drive someplace and park and walk half the walk? Is that possible?
Because you see, we start at the parking lot and we end at the same parking lot. So we simply go along the trail, which is it's a concrete trail. It's like 6 feet wide, and we walk 5 k's, then we turn around and we walk back to 5 k's. So if you want to do 1 k and come back, then that's okay.
Right. I got you.
Or if you want to do a 3K, the Fort Lauderdale Walkathon is a 3K walkathon, but it's on the beach. And they literally walk on the sand. But that's in February time frame in Fort Lauderdale.
Right. Did you have a question?
Yes, I did. I just wanted to say that I noticed that you're also doing Dallas, Texas, New York, and places like that. And one of the things that I always tell people, and I noticed that you also have on your site, was you were talking about how people sometimes are frustrated when they make contributions and they don't reach their recipients, and yet, you know, you all have put in place to make sure that doesn't happen, that, you know, that the teacher's salaries or the payment for the supplies, et cetera, go directly, you know, to the schools. And I think that's, you know, pretty important. I'm glad that you addressed that even on your site, because I know that's a question that people always ask. This is really going to get to the people and things like that. But also, I just like to add that because of the fact that you're like, you know, you're expanding, you know, one of the things that I've learned is that it's one thing to have something in writing, but it's so much more. I mean, just having this opportunity to talk to you and hear it from you and hear your passion and everything, I think that's going to transcend so much better. And those people that you have that are out there in the field, that as they're going out there, you know, maybe you can have them to come back to our website and listen to the interview so that they too can get filled with a desire to, you know, do as much as they possibly can to make a difference.
Sure.
They can send their friends and their contributors, you know, the people who are contributing to them, sponsoring them. I would suggest that you tell them to listen to this broadcast.
Right.
So that, that they can, you know, really feel, as Donna says, not just hear your passion, but feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, and that's excellent. And I'm glad you have recorded the program and will be keeping it on the Internet. And one of the things that we're going to be doing is putting it on our Facebook site as well. Because, you know, Facebook is will take the audio. And so they'll be able to click from our Facebook to your site and listen.
Right.
So this is excellent. Yeah, very much so.
Yeah, so I just want to mention that we are Backyard Labrish. And this is our talk show, and we will be going live on the Internet with our social networking community for Jamaicans and friends of Jamaica and just anyone who love our culture or who want to know more about our culture or who might be working with a Jamaican, dating a Jamaican, or have a Jamaican. Mm-hmm. That they know who is, do you know, we know what a Jamaican is, but I'm not sure all the Americans know what a Jamaican is. Right, Carl?
That's right.
Is the product, the child of a Jamaican parent, both parents or one. Then you are a Jamaican. Now, I wonder what they call the British people who are, the Brits who are born of Jamaican parents. Do you know, Carl?
I don't know. I know when I grew up and I was in school, if we had a youngster who came from England of Jamaican parents, you would simply call him English.
Oh, English.
Straight English. And so it'd be interesting. I'd have two or three youngsters in the school, and they all had the same nickname, English.
Oh, wow.
And that meant that they came from England. But I, you know, that was our informal way of relating
those guys. But you've heard about the Jamaicans, right?
Yeah, and about Jamaicans. Yes,
Jamaicans, yes. Yeah. Well, I'm going to call the British children born in England of Jamaican parents got to be Jabrits.
Jabrits.
Right. I'm making that up.
Yeah, that's original. That's original.
Yeah, Jabrits. So we're inviting everybody to participate.
You know, Margaret, really thank you again for the opportunity to talk about Integrity Children's Fund and, you know, the work of people like Lorna Stanley. We do support two other schools in Jamaica, Peter's Rock Prep School, which is a school located in the rural hills of St. Andrew, and then also the Joytown Basic School, which is a basic school in Trenchtown. And so the idea here is that if we can strengthen the basic schools as well, then and get the children going to basic school to start with, then that's when they'll learn to read and write. And if they learn to read and write by the time they're age 5 and 6, then guess what? We'd have solved the problem.
Right.
And we won't need a remedial school. But also, we'd just love to take the opportunity to thank, we do have, you know, a number of corporate sponsors, but there's one that has been strong and been faithful to us over the years, and that is our national airlines, Air Jamaica. Air Jamaica has really been good to us. They transport our entertainers for Christmas concerts. Lorna Stanley comes here frequently, and she goes to the Walkathon sites to promote the Walkathons. You know, all at the the expense and the donation from Air Jamaica. So I really want to recognize them for their support and their commitment to the children of Jamaica.
Wonderful. And we would like to thank all of them, too, because, as I say, our passion, both myself, Margaret, the Labrish host, and my co-host, friend of Jamaica, Donna, we're all passionate about children, and we know that education is the way to secure our future and the future of whatever culture we are from or we love. And I want to say again that I just honor you and appreciate you for what you're doing and your group, all the members of your board and your supporters. And I want to invite all the listeners and supporters to come by to backyardlabrish.com. You'll find a blog there now, but we're going live with our community on the 15th, and that is B A C CKYARDLABRISH.com. And most Jamaicans know what a labrish is, right, Carl?
Yes.
Give me the labrish. And you've certainly done that today. And
yeah.
This is a labrish that is inspiring and empowering and that we all should be passionate about, educating the children, you know. And most of all, we have to educate the children that are not, is at the bottom of the totem pole in the society. Because
right.
That's where our problems start, with integrating those people into the rest of the society. You know, that will keep our crime rates down in any culture.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Not
yeah.
just in ours, you know. Because the same thing is happening in whatever country we reside in.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we can all say amen to that.
Oh, yeah.
That is true.
I would also like to say to all the listeners, if you've come here and maybe you've missed the 10K or the 3K or whatever walker that's gone on, that you can donate at any time. And all you need to do is go to theintegritychildrensfund.com, and they have your methods of payments. You just go there, and if you don't have a lot of money, then they, you know, then try to donate. You know, well, first of all, we can pray. We can definitely pray for the success of this organization, and for that the resources will come for the organization. If you can't make a regular commitment, then you can do a one-time donation. But they have so many ways of you being able to help, and I just encourage everyone to go to the site and contact them and see how best you can help with this mission. And also, just want to add that hopefully when we get maybe closer to the Christmas concert, maybe we can have Dr. Parker to come on and share, you know, and shed a little light on that program for us as well.
Oh,
as
yes,
sharing.
That would be a pleasure. Or the person
sure.
in Jamaica who, you know.
Lorna.
We would love to perhaps schedule her at some point, and just have our listeners spread the word.
Yeah.
Yeah. In fact, Lorna is going to be back in the United States the end of this month. She's going to be in Jacksonville to support the walkathon in Jacksonville, and that might be a good time where she, you know, she could join you on your program. And I'll
oh, we'd love
you know,
so.
Well,
we'll talk about scheduling it. We have
good.
2 minutes. And then I wanted to tell our listeners again, once again, that you're listening to Backyard Labrish Talk Show. And Backyard Labrish is a community dedicated to celebrating the rich culture of Jamaica. And it's a community open to Jamaicans, Jamaicans, friends of Jamaica, or people just want to know and be among and engage other Jamaicans. So we welcome everybody.
Excellent.
So we want to thank you again, Carl, for visiting.
And I also want
us.
To thank you very much. I'm very appreciative of the opportunity to be on your program. This is an excellent program. I commend you on it, both
thank
yourself
you.
And Donna. This is a new, and certainly I wish you all the success and pray God's blessing on both of your lives and on this effort.
Thank you very much, and we hope to have you back again. And we're looking forward to the event. We have 1 minute to go, Donna.
Well, just again, want to you know, commend Mr. Chambers and their organization on their commitment to the Jamaican Youth Education Fund to help those that maybe can't help themselves. And you know, hopefully with time it'll spread around and more people will be able to contribute to this process. But thank you for your commitment to making this a reality here in the Atlanta area.
And we again, we thank you. And it's just wonderful for me as a senior citizen to just see people living their passions, because it's so important to be passionate about something in life. And one of my goals is to help ignite passion in the older community. You know, so many of our senior citizens are just sort of, you know, complacent about life because They feel they're finished with their careers or raising their children, but I want to ignite some passion. You know, we might not be able to do the 10K walk, but we can show up, and if we can. And if we can't, we can encourage other people to show up and be passionate about something and get involved. So I want to thank our listeners for tuning in. And again, Carl, you have my blessings, and thank you very much. And Donna, thank you for being my co-host. And thank all my listeners. We had a couple that didn't raise their hands. But we just thank you, thank you, thank you. And we'll see you next week. Bye.
You're welcome. Thank you. Goodbye.
Okay. Bye.